I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco's Sports Byline, USA. Only 1 hour a week will they let me talk video games, and this is the hour. So all my other gamers out there, enthusiasts, come on in for all your video game questions, comments, or concerns. There is a toll-free line that works all across this great land of ours. Lower in Kintig, Mexico, Canada, it's all good. Washington, Hawaii, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Alaska, let's say Washington. Also around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, 0-0-800-878-PLAY. Proud and privileged of being on AFN. I'm a FAN of the troops. I come from a military family, but even if you don't, we all appreciate what our men and women in uniform do for us, keep us and our allies safe. And we know the video game is some good home cooking for you to pass the time when you do get some downtime to relax and, like I said, play some video games. So it's great to talk to the military out there as well. But wherever you are, come on in and let's get heard. You can also listen to the show, sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. If you want to write me an email, it's rick@sportsbyline.com. Use that email address to win the game that I'll give away at 40 after the hour. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com, and also cheat code requests. I do those at the end of the show. I like looking them up for the older games, too. Also, sbnationlive.com. We are there. We are on SiriusXM 211, the Dan Patrick channel. Where my truckers at with the white line fever? Breaker, breaker, 1-9. Got Smokey the Bear with the brown paper bags. Also, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, channel 2, your cable provider. 35 million homes all across the nation as well. So I will give away a brand new game in about a half hour, 40 after the hour. I'll tell you all the new releases and video game news. This is what we do. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break and let's get it started on the Video Game Review.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind, for all our customers, existing and new. We're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast around the world on American Forces Radio Network. There's a lot of retro games out there, and I'm old enough to have played a lot of these games on their first go-round. And so it's always interesting to me when I think about, because I think when these games first came out, like you could get all the Activision games for the 2600 on one CD-ROM, like in the late 90s. And I thought, oh, it'd be so awesome to play Stampede and Pitfall. And then you start playing them and they didn't really hold up. You're jumping over the alligators. And then some games do hold up. And then, you know, I was reminded of even before that when like Super Mario on the NES was coming to the Super Nintendo and they said it's the same game, but now it's 16-bit and it looks a lot cleaner. And I thought, oh, that'd be amazing. And I thought, well, it's the same game. It just looks nicer. So this is why I'm always a little bit wary now of nostalgic games, because I think we get so acclimated now to some of these modern games better than, you know, arcades and our homes. And then I realized that maybe these weren't as good, but there are some games that do hold up. And we saw in January at CES, there was something called the Atari Game Station Go. And it was a big handheld. It looked, you know, very much like you know, any type of big giant hell. It looks kind of like a Switch, actually. Big screen on it. And this is a retro handheld device. It's got over 200 Atari games preloaded in it. Three different versions of Pac-Man. Now, you might remember, if you're my age, that Pac-Man sucked on the Atari 2600. It wouldn't turn around, and it didn't go walk up, walk up, walk up, walk up. It went bunk, 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 bunk. They just didn't have enough memory for it. And believe me, there were a lot of games that got rushed, and we don't need to talk about E.T. in a New Mexico landfill. But although the Atari is in the name, the GameStation Go and Pro, which is a console, it's made by a company called My Arcade. And it is a company that knows a thing or two about the specifics of retro gaming. We've seen some other stuff over the years. The GameStation Pro, though, 7-inch, 16:9 ratio display, and it felt really great. And what's interesting about the controls is that the GameStation Go has gone the extra mile. It's got joystick on the left. And remember, back then there was only one, and you gave yourself the stigmata going through your hands. But you would you got one joystick on the left. You have a roller ball on your left, which is also lower, and that would be good for, like, missile command. And then you have a D-pad in the middle. And then on the right, there's actually four buttons, A, B, X, Y. And then under that, there's a number keypad. So they really do go the extra mile. Now, these all don't fit with every single game, obviously. But, like, the number pad is just for the Atari 5200 games. And the trackball, I mean, I would be remiss not to mention Millipede, of course, for the trackball as well. And so if you start an Atari 5200 game, the number pad lights up. And if you play Millipede, the trackball will light up. And I think that's important, since a lot of people may not be familiar with some of these games in the historic library, but it's the controls that bring things out in a more authentic way. It also has a micro SD card slot. It's got internal storage. I'm bringing it up because they say this is going to release third quarter, and that's what we're in now. And so we're waiting for the exact day. If you want to play multiplayer, it's got two USB-C ports to plug in wired controllers. And whether that's an Xbox or a PlayStation controller or one of My Arcade's retro controllers, they have those as well. There's HDMI out. There's a built-in kickstand. You can hook it up to a larger screen. We still don't have the exact information on the battery life. And when they had it at CES and all the games were loading. But the thing that I think is interesting about this is it's $150. And so when you think about these other, like, you think about how much a Switch 2 costs. Now, it's not even apples and oranges. It's apples and rocket ships. I'm not trying to say, oh, that's like if you lost your 11-inch G.I. Joe and someone says, here's a Raggedy Andy doll. It's like, they're both dolls, but they're completely different worlds. But I'm just saying that $150 doesn't sound as shocking as $500, obviously. And I'm also intrigued that, I love the trackball. That is really cool. And I also love the number pad. Now, 5200 games were not great. They really weren't. Like, you might remember Atari Football, which was like three little, they looked like lowercase n's going at each other. And then the 5200 had like eight lowercase n's going at each other. It wasn't the most inventive thing ever, but
if you ever, to me, this would be like some sort of indulgent splurge. Like you might have heard the term retail therapy, which is which usually people do when they don't have a lot of disposable income. Now, I have a friend that will go to like a TJ Maxx or a Marshalls or something and just buy $200 worth of clothes and then a week later take half of them back. And it's just the retail therapy. So for me, it would be a splurge like, okay, I'll do that. I remember waiting for, damn, you are old. I'm dating myself here, but waiting for Super Mario 3 to come out and it was taking forever and I couldn't wait. So I just bought an original Game Boy at the time. I started playing that Mario game. And I didn't realize that it was dot matrix Herc screen where it had trail to it. It was not good. But at the time, that was the technology. So, like I said in the beginning, as I preface this whole thing, you know, it's like you pay $150 and it's like, how often are you going to actually play this thing? And so for me, I have found over the years, just being practical, that if I'm at home, I'm probably going to want to play a game on my big screen TV, right? Like everybody else would. In America, you have a big screen TV. And so where would I play the retro game? You know, that's the other thing to consider as well before you fork out the $150. But anyway, it looks really cool. I love the trackball, the D-pad, the number pad, not just 2,600, but 5,200 games on it as well. Over 200 games, so it's less than a dollar a game. And it looks really nice. And it's coming out, like, within weeks. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break and come on back on the Video Game Review.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you so much. It is the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Piddle, Sports Byline, Sirius XM, 211, Dan Patrick Channel, American Forces Network, SB Nation, CRN Digital, however you're getting us. It's great to have you with us. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game. Now, talking about handheld and as the Switch 2 is well, the next segment we'll talk about the new releases, and there are a lot of new Switch 2 games, obviously. But with the retro market, handhelds, with some of these other places and companies, the Ionio, the Anbernic, the Ain, the Retroid, all these places. I mean, the Ain Odin 2 Portal. There looks like there could be one little shift, and that is for one of the big boys to get in. And that is that Samsung, they recently demonstrated their Flex Gaming unit during the MWC show in Barcelona in Spain. And if this does come to fruition, this could change things, because it's foldable OLED technology. And this Flex Gaming, hence the term Flex, is just proof that Samsung can pull it off. And it's very clever the way they can do it. And, you know, the Samsung, of course, has that Galaxy Z Flip 6. And there's ways of storing the thumb pads when you pull it in. It looks like the little D-pads, the buttons are missing, but they're more concave. And so, as I said, it was a prototype, and that would be interesting to see how they do it. It is still weird for me to see a phone flip, and then the screen looked like that it isn't flipped. But Sony, their next move into portal gaming got a lot more interesting. It was in a Neo Gaff thread. An insider claimed that they're not just dabbling with another remote play device, that they're building a legitimate handheld that can run PS5 games natively. And there were some leaked specs, 16 gigs of RAM, AI upscaling technology, likely tied to the PS5 Pro's PSSR. A lot of clever engineering that could make this the most powerful portable gaming device ever. But unlike the PlayStation Portal's streaming only approach, this device would handle PS5 games natively. As I said, a combination of, you know, some next gen tech. The handheld will reportedly use AMD's Zen 6 CPU, which is not out yet, and that's the same foundation that's supposed to be in the PS6, and that's something called UDNA GPU architectures. I know what a GPU is. I don't know what UDNA is, but that's going to be in the PlayStation 6. I know a little tech, but not a lot. So this will, it'll pack a lot of RAM, and it will match the base PS5's memory capacity. Not the same amount of bandwidth, but if you think about how Sony engineers solutions like this, and they'll compensate because they'll have 4 megabytes of cache, maybe 16 megabytes of mall cache, which is similar to the AMD's Infinity that exists in the current PS5 models. And then the just extra cache helps compress memory usage and reduces bandwidth bottlenecks as well. But I mentioned the AI upscaling because this report suggests that the PlayStation Spectral Super Resolution, that's that PSSR, or a similar technology, if they're going to rename it, you can render games at lower res and then upscale them. It's the same trick that PS5 Pro does it, but you can optimize it for battery life. But this is where things get sneaky, because if Sony is quietly rolling out a low power mode for PS5, then that means the PS5 Pro dev kits that limit the CPU, they cut the memory in half, you know, reduce your GPU by 20%. That essentially forces games to run with these constraints in a handheld device. So I think this might just be kind of a cover or something, but the PSP, did you have a PSP? I did. I played those UMDs, those Universal Media Discs. I had movies on them. I had the Holy Grail on it. I remember I had that Viva La Bam series. They came on my show and we gave them away. You know, you could watch movies on your PSP. And then what did it turn into? Because they did not have two analog sticks. They finally figured it out and they called it the Vita. And I got one of those too, going back to when will I play this if I'm at home. So the speculation is the PSP next gen will launch potentially alongside the PlayStation 6. And right now the next gen window is 2027 or 2028. And then they would share the same architecture. They could create this unified ecosystem and they could scale games simultaneously. But it makes sense given, you know, the handheld gaming renaissance. I mean, the Steam Deck proves there's an appetite for the console quality portable gaming. I would love a Steam Deck, but I mean, you got to really fork out for that thing. And so, you know, the rumors for this right now, the PS5 Pro is $699. So there's one analyst that said the PS6 will be $1,000. I'm going to disagree with that. Now, I have no idea. Obviously, I don't predict these type of things. But that sounds like sticker shock of the highest degree. I think if the PS5 Pro is launching at $700, then I could see like an $850. Whew, man. But, I mean, it better mow my lawn and carry my barbells up to the attic and work on my transmission for that much. The Steam Deck right now, the basic model is $400 and the pimped out one is $650. The Nintendo Switch 2, you know, you're talking $400 or $500, and the handheld for the PSP relaunch would be $600. But if you know, Sony has not confirmed any of this. I looked at one prototype of it and it looked very clean. You know, it's got that traditional, you know, white with the black controls on it. But that would be groundbreaking. Of course, it's just we're going to have to acclimate ourselves to these new prices. Is what it's going to be. I mean, we saw a couple weeks ago people lining up outside of the Best Buy and in Northgate, the Seattle suburb, and there were 500 people, and Target and GameStop were also selling $450 and a couple of new entries, of course, in Mario Kart, Metroid Prime, Kirby, Hyrule Warriors, and all that. And Japan, Nintendo got 2.5 million applications for the lottery. And so, you know, you think about the life of these consoles or handhelds. The Switch came out 8 years ago. And so, I mean, Nintendo, of course, is in Japan, but the American headquarters in Redmond, Washington, they ended up selling in America 150 million Switches. And that's the third best-selling console of all time. Number one is still the PS2. Number two is the Nintendo DS. So, Nintendo says there'll be 15 million Switch 2s sold until next spring. So they're going to be 10 times ahead of that. But still, I mean, we know about all the specs. We've been talking about it, and it's been in high demand. And there were, you know, people making reservations in April, and it was reminding me of in 2020 with the PS5, and a couple of times I had it in a cart and then I went to check out and it was gone. And then we found out that there were these Eastern European hackers who were making algorithms that were buying everything up before the rest of us. Yeah, it's not so ha-ha now, but at the time, that was a bit wild. But anyway, the handheld market, man, it's booming right now, and everybody wants to get in. All right, let's take a quick break. We will come on back and give away a game. I'm Rick Tittle on Sports Byline on the Video Game Review.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? the Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you so much. Video game review on your dial, your phone, your however you're getting us, computer, earbuds. Rick Tittle with you, and it's 40 after the hour. This is when I give away a brand new game. This game is for the PC. It's called Broken Arrow. It's developed by Steel Balalaika, published by Slytherin Software. Here's the blurb. Quote, Broken Arrow is a large-scale, real-time modern warfare tactics game. It brings the genre to a whole new level by combining the complexity of a joint forces war game with action-packed, real-time tactics gameplay. And this just came out 3 days ago. So, my question is this a military game or is this a WNBA game? Not kidding. I'm just trying to give the game away. Second correct answer, Rick at Sports Byline wins it. Second correct answer, military game or WNBA game, wins Broken Arrow for the PC, developed by Steel Balalaika and published by Slytherin Software. And I will get to the new releases in this segment in a few minutes. And if you want to chime in, with a question, comment, or concern, that's 1-800-878-PLAY. You ain't got no alibi. You're ugly. No, just kidding. So, you know, I was talking about the sticker shock. We now have titles that are have been confirmed for $80, and in the EU, they're 80 euros, so that's about 92 US. So Mario Kart World, Outer Worlds 2, both confirmed $80 titles. Also GTA 6, Borderlands 4, Fable, Gears of War, E-Day, and Call of Duty Black Ops 7. all $80. And despite publisher justifications, a lot of gamers are pushing back. And over the past decade, these trust in the AAA releases has eroded. And a lot of these major titles launch with technical issues or performance problems, incomplete features, and they required day one patches or extended post-release support. Some they get fixed, some remain unplayable. But remember, they'll break it down for you. Any business will break down. You know, it's like I remember watching this thing about soccer kits. And it's like, you know, how can a Premier League team, you know, ask for 120 pounds for a soccer jersey? And they're like, well, here's research and development. Here's this staff. Here's the shipping. Here's a production. And it's like, save it. I don't believe it. Research and development. But I mean, obviously the most famous one in recent times is obviously Cyberpunk 2077, or maybe even more recent, Mind's Eye. You have these unplayable conditions and you're waiting for patches. And on top of this, a lot of the modern AAA ecosystem relies heavily on paid DLC or battle passes or microtransactions, and so the $80 could just be the beginning of the game. You know, I have found I'm okay with 80 if you keep giving me free DLC and have the game last years and years, then I think it's a good deal, or at least even Steven, worth the money. But even single player games or collector's editions, premium editions, you get a soundtrack, an art book, you know, in-item skins, and you could still go over $100. And, you know, some players, I think, have changed their gaming habits. They're just waiting for sales. And, you know, if you look like Steam, they regularly discount these big budget titles within a couple months, and you can get it for 40 instead of 80 if you wait. I used to know a guy, that's all he ever did. He goes, I'm not paying full price. I don't care how long I have to wait. Right, fair enough. It's your money if you want to wait. And some people accuse Xbox price hike as a tactic to drive gamers to its subscription service, which is Game Pass, obviously. And rather than having gamers outrun their own titles in the digital library, and it's an attractive proposition because Game Pass gets the major titles on launch day at a lesser price. But another trend increasing the popularity of the mid-budget and indie games and then offering lower prices. And like, if you think of Clair Obscur Expedition 33, that was a AA title, but it was a AAA experience at a much lower price with great optimization, less bugs. You know, you look at Hades 2, an indie game, hundreds of hours of gameplay for a fraction of the price, AAA title. And, you know, that's the thing where, you know, you're going to get people to fork out for a huge console, and then you're going to have to ask them to start forking out for games as well. So, you know, as I said, there are some games that I put in hundreds and hundreds of hours into those games, and there's no way I can complain I did not get my money's worth, because I did. But I always try to remind myself when we get into the weeds of how much all this stuff costs, I remember, this is probably the year 2000. In the year 2000, I had all my consoles and games laid out, and my little brother came over and he's like, how much did all this cost? Because how much is that? How much is that? How much is that? And it got to the point where it was almost embarrassing. I was like, oh, that's 300, that's 200, that's 400, that's 300. And he said, well, at least you have something to show for your money. I go, what do you mean? He goes, I just spent all my money on booze. And I thought, well, that is true. Like, I don't have any, I don't do drugs, and I don't have any vices that, I don't even drink coffee. Somebody told me that I save thousands of dollars a year by not drinking coffee. So I don't ever try to think, oh, what else would I be spending my money on? You gotta know what you love. If you love, you know, making bonsai plants, then that's your passion. And if you're listening to this, if you're already listening to me and you're 47 minutes deep into the show, video games are probably one of your passions. You know, I hate this term. That's your love language. Everybody has all the same love language, right? And one of them is video games, right? So, but, you know, still, it's the kind of thing where you can start to think $1,000 for a console. Just today, I saw an article that MetaQuest is going to be releasing their 3S, and which is, I mean, if you think about the MetaQuest 3, but $200 cheaper at $299. And then the expectations is that Meta will release the Quest 4 in 2027. So the Meta Quest 3 reportedly, which is going to be announced this week, according to Game Sandwich, the Xbox version of the VR headset will have the same color scheme as the Microsoft game, will retail for $399. And so, you know, what's in the box? I like when it says, well, you get an Xbox wireless controller in the Xbox Meta Quest 3S You get 3 months of Game Pass and an elite strap. They couldn't just call it a head strap. It has to be an elite strap. 128 gig storage and specs, but 3 months of Game Pass. So 2 years ago, Meta added that Xbox Cloud Gaming app to the Quest store. And so, you know, Microsoft jumping into a VR on its own. So something that we'll watch as well. And one more thing that I thought was interesting when I saw this week, because, you know, there are used to be video games were just made out here in Silicon Valley or in Japan back in the day. But now globally, you think about Ubisoft and Eidos and all the places in Europe that make games. And saw a report that Iceland, yes, a country that has only about 400,000 people, the land of fire and ice. It's a beautiful place. But they had a innovation week last week. And they were talking to some of the developers out there. And Miracur Games is one of them. And they're putting out a lot of really good titles. You can see the report online. Some of these CCP games as well. Aska Studios is there. Vitar Games is there. And there are a lot of classes at Reykjavik University that's trying to pump out some of that talent as well. So just a little shout out to Iceland, as they seem to be making some cool waves. All right, let's take a look at the new releases this week. Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Okay, Dead Cam for the PC. Gales of Nyala for the PC. In fact, these are all PC. Nedra, Not Monday Cafe, Outrider Mako, Burger Witch, Dark Mine, Night Shift 2025, Quantum Witch. We have Burger Witch and Quantum Witch. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Splintered Fate, Xbox Series X and S, and One. Warning, PC. A Little to the Left, Seeing Stars. This is on all the big systems except PC, but it is on Mac. Interesting. Marvel Mystic Mayhem. This is for your phones, Android and Apple. Once Upon a Puppet for the Switch. Rattatan on the PC. Against the Storm, all the big systems except the PC. Death Stranding 2 on the beach, PS5. I can't do it. I can't do it. Death Stranding was cool, but it was so painstaking. I know Daryl's cool. You mean Norman Reedus? Yeah, I don't know. Front Mission 3 Remake on the Switch, Long Story 2 on the PC. Persona 5, The Phantom X. Your phones and Mac. Ruffy on the Riverside. All the big systems except PS4. System Shock 2, 25th Anniversary Remaster. All the systems. Until Then on the Switch. Bendy and the Ink Machine, PS5. Creature Kind, Xbox Series X and S, and PS5. Tamagotchi Plaza, Switch and Switch 2. That's it for this week. All right, we got one new Switch 2 game coming up. I'm Rick Tittle. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come on back with the cheat code right here on the Video Game Review.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
The Video Game
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. It's time for the cheat code. Send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com. This is from Mikey. Mikey says, Rick, how do I get the Beastie Boys on NBA Jam on the Wii? I like it. There's actually a couple of things you can do. All right, if you want the Beasties on the title screen, up, up, down, down, left, right, B plus. You got to fight for your right to dunk. Once again, Beastie Boys on the title screen. Up, up, down, down, left, right, B and plus. Then, because this is funny at the time, on the title screen, if you press left 13 times and press X, you get a team of Democrats. And if you press right 13 times and then plus, get it, left, right, you get a team of Republicans. Once again, left 13 times plus Democrats, right 13 times Republicans. And I think it's, you know, like Clinton and people like that. This is back before the days where Republicans and Democrats wanted to kill each other. They would actually have conversations. And at the end of the day, everybody was American. Yeah. So it's not like if you do that code, you're not going to get the viciousness that we have today. All righty, then. Thanks for tuning in to the Video Game Review. We'll do it again next week right here. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next time on VGR.